This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. That is us at Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kuhnin. This time to my right, he switches from left to right. We don't know what he does politically. First he's left on my left side. Now he's on my right. I'm not quite sure where he is. He'll be in the middle next time, but he's on my right. Denise Dirks is gone today, so it's the three amigos. Who knows what's going to happen today? Hold on to your seat. It's wide open because Cal Hunter, the producer, sitting there, he's just back there playing with the buttons.
Am I ever. I'm having so much fun.
And his beard's getting longer. This is going to be a fun time because we do not have to act rational and act nice and do normal things because Denise is not here to say, boys.
Especially, Fred, when we have a guest from Pennsylvania.
That's what I heard.
On the telephone, Mark Altimos is here, so he's listening to everything you say and thinking, what have I gotten myself into?
Well, don't put him on yet. I don't want to talk to him yet because he's going to interrupt my my train of thought right now. Because don't forget, Mark's partner's name is Rambo.
Oh, that's right.
I don't want to mess with him because he's got a partner named Rambo.
Well, I'm playing a setup song here. Right next to Alan Town in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Billy Joel.
That's right.
So. Yeah. All right, Todd and I are dancing. Keep it going.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Keep it going.
No, Todd's dancing. We're done.
Yes.
So that's Billy Joel sings about Allentown.
Correct.
Which is near Pittsburgh, right?
Right.
No.
Bethlehem. Right next to Bethlehem, which is where Mark is Mark hails. And Rambo apparently lives
there. Apparently Rambo lives there. And we're gonna talk to him as to why we would want him on the line other than Rambo. I'd much rather have Rambo than Mark.
That's so kind of a pity.
I don't care. I say it like it is. We're on the radio. And I have the mic, right?
Exactly.
Hey, remember, we're going to talk about general topics of law today. Remember, seek legal counsel. Only use us in times of great need around the dinner table or Thanksgiving, Christmas, when your in-laws are trying to say, look, they say, and then the they say you counteract with the, well, Radio Law Talk says.
Exactly. You know, that is going to give you the leg up because then you go back and say, now, I have quoted an authority. Who is your they? And they will be dumbfounded.
Now, if you go before the judge and say the same thing and quote Radio Law Talk, you may get about the same amount of time as Huffman. Is it Huffman or
Felicity Huffman?
Huffman. Yeah. 30 days, man, big deal.
Yeah. Well, 14 days, I thought.
Wah. I don't want to do it in a luxury prison. Come on.
So we're going to talk about a lot of things today. Hey, we're going to talk about Felicity Huffman in the sense. There's going to be some interesting, the left side or right side, the different issues that we're going to talk about, whether or not it's appropriate or not appropriate. Let me tell you, in California, they're letting everybody out. Okay, you want 4-time murderer? Yeah, we'll let you out because we're a little bit crowded right now. So go on out. So, there is an argument of, hey, the prisons are full. You know, what are we going to throw in there? And I don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't punish them otherwise. And I'm not saying that's the take, but we got to remember those things. In California, they're letting crazy amount of people out that have done some not so good things.
What's interesting, they said we want to let more nonviolent felons out, but if they're guilty of a sexual crime, we really shouldn't include them, should we?
Yeah.
They're having some question about that. Like somehow that wouldn't automatically fit as a violent crime.
That's true. We're talking about Felicity Huffman, the latest sentence. We're going to talk about the California Supreme Court and AB 5. This is a national show, and why are we talking about California AB 5? This could affect everybody across the country. What's AB 5? It comes down from a very important ruling that we'll discuss about independent contractors and Uber and Lyft. Uber and Lyft may be costing the same as taxis because a lot of people like Uber and Lyft because it's a better bargain. But if they are classified as drivers
yes.
and employees of Uber and Lyft, then there's an issue of all the taxes I got to pay, and I got to pay minimum wage and overtime and all that type of stuff. Then the price may be going up. We're going to discuss that. Trump's asylum restrictions, the latest court ruling on that. Guess what? NRA, this is a shocker. Everybody, hold on. This is ready for the
Wait,
shocker.
Let me grab my lawn furniture here.
Yeah, grab something weird. To say,
my lawn chair.
Your lawn chair. Okay, hold on. The NRA is suing San Francisco. I know that's a shocker. Those two get along so well. But the San Francisco City, I believe it's the supervisors. Recently called the NRA a terrorist. What was it? What did they call it?
A terrorist organization.
They didn't just call it. They passed a resolution, voted on it.
Right.
And we'll talk about the implications of what that means for the NRA and maybe what some arguments the NRA has to counter that.
You mean of codifying the language, terrorist group?
Of labeling them. And what's more, we'll talk about what else is in that referendum that... Okay, now that we have labeled you this, this is what else we are going to do based on that. That's where it gets really scary. And
hey, you know, we're going to talk about that. Hey, you want a quick statistics on that? And again, we're politically neutral. We're going to argue both sides. People killed by guns in 2017, 39,773.
How many of the gun owners were NRA members? Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute, Cal. Cal, hold on your horses. Hold on.
Just asking.
He's a little bit excited.
Yes.
I am, yeah.
2018, the amount of people killed by auto accidents, over 40,000. You know what the argument's going to be. Do we ban the cars? I don't know.
Ban every driver. Every legal driver we have to ban because some act illegally. That if we're using the same logic, we have to take every car off the road.
And again, I'm not saying that's it, but you have to argue that. That's one argument. Yeah. And then we got a First Amendment issue. We're going to talk about that. And then we have case or no case, which is an exciting thing that everybody waits for. A couple of really quick anecdotes. Ready for this? I flew Monday, and I was invited by a couple of our affiliates to sit down with them on their shows, their morning show and their noon show. And I want to thank them. What a wonderful opportunity to meet our affiliates face-to-face. KMED in Medford, Oregon. Bill at 1440 a.m. interviewed me in the morning show. What a great opportunity to hang out with him and talk about Radio Law Talk. Thank you very much, KMED, for having me on your show live and on 1430 a.m. KYKN in Salem, Oregon, though we're heard all over the country. Sergeant Mike picked me up from the airport, which is he's the owner of the station, and Brent and Dave interviewed me, and we had a nice chit-chat.
Cool.
And what a great time there in Salem and Medford, Oregon.
You know, Fred. Monday. You know, Fred.
That is anecdotal.
It's totally anecdotal. But you know what? I just want to shout out to Oregon and Grants Pass. Thank you. Grants Pass also plays us over there. Thank you very much. Again, you know, I've got to say it. We're going to talk about Mark Altimos. It's Cohen, Feely, Altimos, and Rambo, and they're in Pennsylvania. They are great friends of ours, and they support Radio Law Talk out in Pennsylvania. We're going to have Mark on for this whole hour, and I'm going to have Mark on hold until we really want to get rolling. But I think what we want to do, Cal, how much time? Do we have enough time to get in case? Okay. So what we're going to do when we come back from the break, we're going to talk, we're going to do a case or no case, or we're going to have Mark on. Tell us a little about him. We don't want to know your whole life, Mark, but you know, what's it like in Pennsylvania? What's going on? He's going to see if he can outdo myself and Todd in case or no case when we come back. Remember, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, is what I usually say, the best thing you can do is email us at info@radiolawtalk.com during the week if you have a question, and we love to see those. We respond. Sometimes I'm sorry I can't put it on the air, but remember, info@radiolawtalk.com, and then we'll get back to you. We'll be back after this break.
This is Radio Law Talk on radiolawtalk.com and on your favorite radio station, and the program continues right after this. advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E. EYLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you serious?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
You know, we have partners meetings in law firms, and could you see the partners meeting at Cohen, Feely, Altimos, and Rambo? Can you see the picture of the partners meeting, Todd? As you're sitting there and you're going, well, this is what we're going to do. And then, you know, Cohen says, well, you know, I think we should do this, Feely this. And Rambo goes, no, we're doing this. All right. Put him on. Put Mark Altimos on. Let's talk to him.
Okay. Hello there, Mark. Hey guys, how you doing?
Mark, we've disparaged you guys enough, or are you ready to come on?
Well, you know, you start off with the theme song for me being Allentown, such an uplifting song about the Lehigh Valley where I live. I appreciate that, gentlemen, a lot.
Thank you.
And, but I can tell you this. I'm not out in Bethlehem killing time. I'm not filling out forms, and I'm not standing in line. My father did not fight in the Second World War, but I do spend my weekends on the Jersey Shore.
See?
There you
You're
go.
You're living the life, man.
He even rhymes.
Yeah. Follows the Billy Joel lyrics. Very nice.
Well, Mark, we love having you on and representing all of Pennsylvania, and when there's any issues we have, we call your firm, and your partners are great. I love Marty, your partner. But we're gonna play a thing called Case or No Case. You know all about it, so play along and see if you can beat Cal and help Todd and I be the winner. So Todd will go first, then I'll go.
Wait,
go ahead.
Before we start, before we start, Mark, I'm going to give you an option here. Your points, you can assign them to one of three individuals in Case or No Case. You can either give them to Denise Dirks, to Fred Penny, or Todd Kunin. What's your pleasure?
But before he says it, can you tell him what the scores are?
No.
I'm not giving any to Fred because he was also minimizing my value compared to my partner, Rambo. So.
I picked up on that.
Yeah. Okay. Fred's getting anything for me today.
And Todd's behind, so maybe, let's say for this round, you can give your points to Todd if you get them. How's that?
That sounds fine.
All right, here we go.
All right.
It's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Tyler Winthrop, Dayton, Ohio, is a defense attorney with a problem. The Esquire Winthrop seems to enjoy the occasional tipple, or shall we say strong drink, mixed with some substances less than legal. When questioned about his alcohol, Winthrop is quoted as saying, well, it all started as research to see how people who drink see the world. When asked if he had a problem by one of his clients, he said, no, I can quit any time. Then, on a fateful Friday night, Winthrop and some friends were in the Elbow Room bar on Alexis Road in Toledo, Ohio, after an arduous day in court, and some sparks flew. Some punches were thrown, and they were told, take it outside, which they did. Winthrop pulled out a pocket knife and slashed one of the two men in the group fairly badly. And when it was all sorted out, Winthrop was charged with attempted murder, and so he sought legal counsel. And I ask you, oh, wait, by the way, when he was talking to the legal counsel, he said, can I not plead guilty by reason of my alcohol addiction? And so I ask you, case or no case? And we have a guest with us, so Mr. Altimos, Mark Altimos from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, please feel free to give your response first, if you'd like. Is this a case? And if so, what was the outcome?
The case, no case. Can't plead guilty by the alcohol addiction being his defense.
Really?
That's right.
Well, according to Todd Kunin, people do it all the time.
Okay. I want to make sure that I want to make sure that Mark understands.
Insane? Is he insane because of the alcohol use?
Well, he just said his alcohol addiction was the reason that his alcohol. In other words, the booze made me do it. In effect.
No. Wrong.
Hey, Mark, really quickly, I just want to make sure that this is Todd here because you're playing for me with points. I want to make sure. So when we say no case, what we mean by that is Cal's making this whole thing up. It's just, this is all fiction. He's trying to fool us with a fictitious case. If you think, yeah, this really happened, but the guy's going to lose, then it would be a case, but he loses on his theory. That's kind of how this works.
Case, then.
Okay.
So case or no case?
Case.
Okay, case, and the result would be?
He loses.
Okay, very well. Okay, so we've got that. I just want to make it straight. I want to get it on the record. Okay, Mr. Penny, what say you, case or no case?
No case. This is just a flat-out fake thing that Cal made up in, I like Tyler Winthrop. He sounds like a wealthy man out of Ohio. The Winthrop family. Tyler Winthrop, the lawyer from Ohio. It's fake. This is all fake. I'm reading your eyes across the glass. That's why Mark can't help himself. But I'm looking at your face through the glass, and I can see that you're faking us.
Tyler,
no case.
Okay.
No case.
All right, Mr. Kunin, is this a case? No case, and does Mr. Winthrop have a Captain, what's that rum?
Captain Morgan.
Yeah, does he have a Captain Morgan
leg to stand on.
Well, okay, so this is a strategic answer. It has less to do with legal analysis and more to do with my desire to at least garner a few points.
Okay.
And so Fred has said no case, mm-hmm. and Mark has said case, but he loses. So if that's the issue, if that works, then I get points there. But in the event Mark is wrong, I can still get points if I say case and the defense wins. So I'm hedging my bets. The only way I can lose points now because of this, thank you, Cal, is Fred. Now, here's the problem I have with that. I would have said no case for this reason. I think you're trying to fool us because you were reading it off a cell phone as if to say, oh, this has to be legitimate. See, I'm reading it off a cell phone, guys. And then you went back to correct yourself like, oh, my gosh, see, I'm trying to get the facts right.
But so, you see, the print is really small on my iPhone.
Yeah. So normally I would say no case, but because I'm so far behind, that's my strategy. Case, he wins.
And my name is Todd, and I'm a Sicilian that played in Princess Bride.
Yes.
I was in Princess Bride and the Sicilians. We don't do this stuff
and
like
that. By the way, Denise Dirks, who's listening on KUNK in Mendocino County, California, has texted us and said,
too bad what she
says. She says, she says case and he loses.
So
that's what she said. It doesn't matter. She's not going to get points. She's not. You've got to be here.
Woman.
Must be
very
here.
Wise.
What's that, Mark?
She's very wise.
She is.
Must be here to win.
So this is what I say is from the Sicilian that wants to play Mr. Princess Bride. He's going to be wrong. I'm going to win all the points. We're going to find out when we come back because Cal is going to let us know really what happened. Remember, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, if you want to look at our beautiful faces, go to www.radiolawtalk.com. Look for the producer guy. He's a 3-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner. That's Cal, our producer. We'll be right back.
Yep. Keep reminding me of that. I appreciate it so much. Radio Law Talk will continue momentarily. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. After living with quadriplegia for decades, never did I imagine I would also have to battle breast cancer. For me, the diagnosis of stage 3 breast cancer came after identifying a lump that hadn't been there before. It was out of the ordinary. And all kinds of thoughts crossed my mind, like, how will they perform a mammogram when I'm in a wheelchair? Plus, I worried about how cancer would affect my husband and caregivers. But friend, if you have a disability like me, it's important that you not let these concerns deter you from being evaluated by a medical professional. Speak with your doctor about the importance of mammograms and self-exams. And then, visit disabilitycampaign.org to download free resources on breast cancer prevention tips, including how to prepare for a mammogram when you have a disability. Again, that's disabilitycampaign.org.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump pledged to protect the Second Amendment just hours after huddling with top advisors to discuss gun control measures he might be willing to publicly stand behind.
We had a big meeting today on guns. Both meetings went very well. A lot of progress was made, I believe, on the background checks and various things having to do with guns. We're dealing with the Democrats, and we're dealing very well. It seems like they'd like to do something. And I think that I can speak for Republicans. They'd like to do something, but I want to make it clear. Our Second Amendment will be protected fully.
Trump's comments came after he was briefed on a list of potential gun control measures that his aides, members of Congress, and Capitol Hill staffers have been discussing, and that there appears to be a broad internal agreement on. A formal announcement on the president's plan is expected as soon as next week. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed.
All I know, Cal, is I want to beat the guy from Philly area and Todd. That's all I care about.
That's all you care about.
Yeah, so tell us what's the outcome of
the case? Well, the setup of the case is there's an attorney that liked to have some substance abuse issues, got in a fight outside of a bar, slashed up a guy pretty badly, and then said he went and consulted with a lawyer and said, hey, just tell the judge I was drunk because I didn't really know what I was doing. I was too drunk to know what I was doing. So we asked if that was a case or no case, and as I recall, Mark, you said it was a case and he loses. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Todd, you said it's a case and he wins. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And Fred, you said no case.
I said you are just a buffoon telling us a story that you probably is real, but it's no case.
You can't just call me a buffoon like that, Fred. It hurts my tender little feelings.
Well, I can because Denise isn't here to protect you.
Okay. Well, so if, let's see, for those of you who say this was a case, that would be Mark and Todd. Oh, boy.
Oh, Fred Penny wins again. All I got to say is I am just, look at Todd. You even drag Mark in on your side to help you, and he looks like a buffoon just like you, because I win.
Well, wait a minute. You could see him on the phone, though.
That's right. No, yeah, I could see him through the glass.
You had a distinct advantage over me, so I object to the result.
Okay, we'll put you on FaceTime next time. Now, here's the bottom line.
Okay.
And the problem that I have with this, and Mark, I feel badly for you because your legal theory, at least according to what little research, I, a humble Emmy loser Lehman could do was that the Supreme Court has ruled in a Texas case that a drunken person who commits an act is not being charged with being drunk. He's being charged with a particular crime. It may be used as a mitigating circumstance according to local laws and standards and sentencing and what have you, but being drunk is not normally a way to get away with attempted murder or any other crime unless the drunkenness or intoxication was involuntary. In other words, somebody slipped them something or that they were not aware of. So
I was your volunteer, you know. I was sitting at the bar and George gave it to me.
So Mark was right, but then he went off and said it was a case. And so he lost. So no points for Mark, no points for Todd, and 2 points for Fred.
Todd,
and that.
You even get someone to help you, and you still cannot beat me.
Hey, you know, look, I was just playing the odds. Look, if you play the odds and the odds are in your favor, 75-to ratio, there's still a 25% chance you're going to lose. Exactly. Those were odds I couldn't pass up.
And that's why the casinos have big monster
exactly.
Hotels.
Big buildings.
Yep.
And that, folks, is Case or No Case. Thanks for letting me play.
Thanks a lot. Hey, we appreciate it. Hey, thanks, Mark, for letting you lose with Todd. That's okay. Next time, whatever happens, just remember, stick with Fred. You're always going to win if you hang out with Fred.
By the way, next time, New York and real estate law.
Okay, we'll talk about New York. Let's talk about Felicity Huffman. Todd, we've been following this case for quite some time here on Radio Law Talk. We've thrown out a few issues about what's going on. There is backlash already about what her sentencing is. Now, she's the one that didn't put up as much money, but basically wrote a check to cheat the system to get her kid to have a better ACT or SAT. I can't remember if it was ACT or SAT.
It was to grease the skids with the proctor,
right,
so that her grade on the admissions test, the standardized admission test, would be higher and she would qualify for better school.
Right, so SAT then, not ACT. I don't know if I can remember if it was SAT or ACT. But anyway,
it was the SAT that she took.
Okay, then she pled guilty and rolls in, and the judge decides to give her a sentence of what, Todd? And he is a former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and in California. What? Tell us about it.
So the judge yesterday afternoon handed down a sentence. Now, the jurisdiction for this, it's federal law, and this was in Boston. And the sentence handed down was a 14-day disciplinary sentence, and that's just the jail term. She has to pay a $30,000 fine. She's going to be on probation for a little while.
I think it's 1 year.
But the big deal here, and the thing that everybody seems to look at and focus on, is how many days is she going to have to sit in a jail cell? The prosecution, based upon the circumstances of this case, wanted 30 days, and the defense wanted no days, or what we call credit for time served, because remember, she was arrested. They went to her house, arrested her, took her into custody. She went to the arraignment in custody, made bail, and was released. So she gets credit for that time being in custody. So the defense wanted no additional time. The judge gave her 14 days. $30,000 fine. She got to do 250 hours of community service on top of that. And
First time offense.
No violations of the law prior to this. And the public, they're outraged. That's the way it would appear. My opinion is that people that generally support a sentence like that aren't going to go on Twitter and talk about how great it is. So all we're hearing is the number of people who disagree with this sentence of 14 days and think that she should have gotten more. And they're using examples. Fred, I think you talked about some. The disparity in sentencing, for example.
It's called the McDowell case. It's a homeless lady out of Ohio that did almost, not exactly the same thing, but a little bit of the same thing. Wanted her child to get in a better school, so she forged documents about where she lives so her child could go to a better school. And I'm not saying this is, you know, hey, it's okay, but she's trying to get her child in a better life. And sometimes parents do the wrong thing when they're not supposed to be doing that. And so what she does is she gets 5 years. Now, I haven't studied that whole issue because don't forget, every case is different. And so what we have to worry about here is, you know, what
what's right. It's like, I don't know if it's apples to oranges. I don't know, Mark, have you heard about this case and know anything about what you think is the issue here? Or have you seen people back in Pennsylvania where they've had issues of, you know, hey, that sentence was wrong? But I kind of want to throw this out to you, Mark. As lawyers, we know there's a lot of details that the press is not going to see, that the judge sees behind the scenes. And when the press gets it, they just blow it up. Don't forget, the DA's office wanted what they wanted is 30 days, and so she gets 14. So it's like, this is an outrage. Well, the whole district attorney's office only wanted 30 days. It's about half. So what do you think, Mark, about that?
Well, I can tell you this, that there's no doubt that there are advantages in the judicial system and in the criminal justice system in particular when you have money. That's one of the things we know. I don't know the details of the Ohio case, but there's no doubt that if you are poor, that you don't have the advantages in the justice system than the wealthy do.
Now, how's that? Tell us, explain how that works. Why? Why do you say that?
There's a number of reasons. First of all, quality of the counsel that you can afford to hire. There's no doubt that that has an impact on it. And politics plays in things. Does anybody know about somebody who recently died in prison who might have been benefited by politics?
Well, I think I may have heard of that.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Did he fly a jet? And he, by the way, he had both Democrats and Republicans on that jet.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the prime example of how who you know and your power can impact what ends up happening to you. So, as a parent whose kids have taken all the tests that Felicity Huffman's kids have taken, do I think that 14 days is enough? Likely no, that it should have been a stiffer sentence. I do give her credit for doing the smart thing, in my opinion, and that was to admit your responsibility immediately. That always helps a lot.
Right.
There's no doubt that that has a significant impact. Unlike someone else, another celebrity who is fighting. Does everyone know who that is?
Yes, we do. So the Laughlin. So
and here's something that people miss. For example, you talk about the McDowell case. Okay.
Right.
So it's easy to say, okay, she wanted to get her kid into school. She lied on some forms and ended up getting 5 years. Well, let's talk about the rest of the story with McDowell, okay?
Gotcha.
Because in addition to the stuff with the school, she was also convicted of two counts of selling narcotics. Okay, they were federal drug crimes. And what she got was 12 years for the drug crimes, but the court agreed to suspend the final 7 after she did 5, which would have amounted to what happened with this. So she was going to jail anyway.
Right, but that doesn't come out in social media.
It does not. It's just, oh my gosh, she got a break because of her ethnicity and because she's not rich.
Plus, Huffman's doing 6 weeks of community service. That's the equivalent to 6 weeks of her life that's going away as well.
When we come back, I want to talk about some of the considerations judges use when they impose sentence and why they do, and then we'll move on.
We'll be back.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
So we were talking about the Felicity Huffman case, and Todd had an interesting take on it during the break. We talk about this.
Yeah, you know, here's one thing to keep in mind. It's not like the judge just comes in and says, oh, well, let's see, you're a celebrity, what can I do? And they roll the dice, or they call a medium, and they look at the tea leaves. There are guidelines to sentencing that judges follow when they impose sentencing. California has circumstances and aggravation and mitigation, and people argue about it, and the federal system has it as well. On the federal level, factors to be considered include the seriousness of the crime, how are we going to promote respect for the law going forward, is this a just punishment, does it afford an adequate deterrence for others, people who look at this and go, I wonder if I should try that, does this provide an adequate deterrence for others. But most importantly here, they look at the criminal history and they look at the background of the person who committed the crime. Is this a one-off thing? Do they have a long criminal history? Don't they? Is this a person that has been in and out of the judicial system?
Right.
You know, and so taking all of that into consideration, plus the circumstances of the offense. And what will happen is they plead on one day and then they get sentenced about 6 to 8 weeks later. And during that time, the court will get what's called a pre-sentence report. In the state courts, it's usually from a probation department, federal, something similar. And a third party drafts a report based upon the police reports and interviews and everything for the judge and makes a sentencing recommendation to the court based upon the circumstances. The letter, the statement of the offense by the defendant, is a component of that. And Felicity Huffman's letter was included in the articles that we read as well as the report that the judge reviewed. And when you see the circumstances surrounding her case, I get why it was a 14-day sentence. The other side of this, and this is what we were talking about, Fred, and we were talking about a couple things, and now I know what you're talking about, is this. About 7 years ago, there was a kid. I don't want to say his last name. His first name is Sam. It was the Long Island cheating scandal, and what he did was he'd go and he'd take the ACT for people and get them really good scores, and he got busted for it. And this is just as fraudulent as anything anybody else was doing. 20 years old, he got diversion. He didn't get any jail time.
Well, because there wasn't a big publicity.
That's right.
And I think, Mark, you'll probably agree with this, though. When publicity hits, it's just... You know, I feel bad for the judges. It's like, I don't want a publicity one. I just want to do it according to what you're supposed to be doing, Mark. You see that sometimes when, oh, my gosh, there's so much publicity on that thing.
Plus, Sam was not a celebrity. And this is the celebrity aspect of this is the key point. And, yeah, he's with us.
Mark, go ahead. Mark, you were saying what now?
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic because sometimes celebrity can work in your favor if you're a criminal defendant,
right.
And other times it can work against you.
That's exactly right. That's what Todd was trying to say is sometimes a lot of these are just swept under the rug. We did the Jesse Smollett case, and you know whether you agree or disagree with what the Chicago prosecutors are doing, if this was just a couple of guys that don't get along with each other that did this little scam, it would have been swept under the rug and nobody probably, there would have been a little minor issue, but now it's just, they're pursuing Jesse Smollett and this and that. And yeah, what he did was wrong and he's claiming he didn't, but assuming, what he did was true, that's wrong, but they would have swept it under the rug.
That's what Kim Fox, the head prosecutor in Chicago, said about Smollett. Her justification for dismissing it, if it's all above board and true, and there's a special investigator on that right now. But what she said was, at this point, Smollett has done anything that we would have asked any other person to do in these circumstances, and so this justification was, or this dismissal was justified. Okay, I agree with that, although this case got a lot more publicity than
right.
cases like
right.
that. So, yeah, it's a tough one. But it's easy to do the armchair quarterback to judges. You don't see everything that's going on. I guarantee you every case that you see where a judge went light on a sentence doesn't mean that the judge was always right. But what I'm telling you is, as the general public, you're not getting the full story.
Hey, let's beat this dead horse again. Go ahead.
Because
really quick.
I believe celebrity outrage came about largely because of the O.J. Simpson verdict.
Right.
I'm telling you, I think this became more in the forefront of the public's mind when they said, wait a minute, privilege buys the best lawyers, buys the best verdict, and I think, therefore, celebrity and how they're treated in the courts is much more in the forefront of people's minds since that time. It's just my opinion.
Or Michael Jackson, too.
Okay,
you can argue
you
Michael
go.
Jackson.
Right.
Is. But, this is a dead horse. Let's stop beating him. Let's talk about Uber, because this is out of California. The Uber case, we got Uber and Lyft. And what's happening here is there's a famous case called the Dynamax Operators West versus Superior Court in California. And this is going to affect a lot of Uber Lyft drivers and possibly the cost of using Uber and Lyft. And this is about 10 years ago, the Dynamax Operators West versus Superior Court. And in May 2018, basically the ruling came down as these employees were suing. They were drivers, just independent contractor drivers also, but not doing the Lyft type of thing. And the court held that, yes, they were employees. They were due overtime, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So using that case that came out in May 2018, Governor Gavin Newsom is sitting there, but now the California legislature comes up with AB 5, which basically says any Uber or Lyft driver basically are now considered employees. They must be, they must have overtime pay. They got to pay a minimum wage. They got to, there's extra money for, matching what Social Security.
Unemployment.
Unemployment, all that type of stuff. And it's a shocker. Maybe the state will get a little more money off this. But what it comes down to is this is upended Lyft and Uber right now with the passing of AB5. And we ask, why do we talk about this is a politics thing? Because it all came from this lawsuit. And lawsuits going around California right now saying that they're not independent contractors, but they are specifically employees. So how's that going to affect this? Well, guess what? The latest thing is Uber's chief legal officer said, we will not reclassify the drivers as employees, even if the California lawmakers pass a bill that says the company has to.
Good for
so
him.
I believe, Cal, this is going to the Supreme Court of the United States.
I agree, because this case was brought forth by the labor unions in California. They were the prime movers behind the case, which is point number one that we have to remember. This is a pretty union-heavy organization as far as the state's concerned. And secondly, I'm going to ask you the question.
Sure.
And I'm hoping that Mark can answer this, too. What's wrong with letting people work when they want to, how they want to, as an independent contractor if that's their choice? You know, nobody's forcing them to take these jobs. And if nobody took them, they would not be in demand and Uber or whoever would have to go this other route. So what's wrong with letting people live their lives?
Mark, what do you think?
Well, look, anybody can live their life. The question is, and work when they want and not when they want. But if the person you're working for is exerting control, or the right to control over what you do, under most of the states that I'm aware of, you are an employee. And it's important for people to be employees as well, right?
Right. No, sure. Yeah, as a lawyer, Mark's making the argument that I was just going to make that, but believe it or not, there's always a tent in California, and Mark will know probably more about what's going on over there in Pennsylvania. But look, the issue is, it's not just whether or not you want to. There's do you carry your own business cards? Do you have other people you drive for, et cetera, et cetera? There's all these different rules that you have to follow to be a, quote, independent contractor. And so what Mark's saying is correct. It's how much control does Uber or Lyft have on them? And Todd, you got a comment?
Yeah, one thing I want to point out, there's nothing in AB5 that specifically mentions Lyft and Uber.
Right.
It doesn't say if you drive for Uber, you're a employee if you drive for Lyft. What AB5 really does is, prior to the law, a person could say, I'm an independent contractor, and if the state could prove otherwise, then maybe they're deemed an employee. This 85 shifted the burden. Now people are presumed employees unless the employer can prove otherwise that they are independent contractors. And by shifting that burden, you know, it places it on the employer to justify not treating them as an employee. So it just shifts the burden.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, I know you've got a busy Saturday, and we've enjoyed having you on. Do you want us? You have to run to something. Do you want to stay on another little while? We love having you on. How much longer can you stay on with us?
I can stay on for a little while yet, if you want me
okay.
to.
Okay, we're going to keep Mark. We're going to keep him over the next hour. We're on to our next hour of Radio Law Talk. Hang on. Don't forget, you can go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. We thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk and invite you to stay tuned, because we'll have another show coming up starting at 6 minutes after the hour right here.
A pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.